Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas City police are investigating after a pedestrian, a police officer, and his canine partner were killed in a crash Wednesday night. Just after 10:15 p.m., a Kansas City police officer and his canine were patrolling near the intersection of Truman Road and Benton Boulevard when their patrol car was hit by another vehicle. The crash caused a second collision with a pedestrian. And a Southwest Kansas Police Department is seeking information. J.P. Bizette has more.
The Dodge City PD is asking for the public's help in relation to a burglary where over $40,000 of property was stolen. A news release says officers began investigating in March of last year at a house on Hill Point Way. Many of the items stolen in the burglary were women's purses. The victims are offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest of the criminals. If you have any information regarding this case, contact the DCPD.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Why does Daddy spend so much time caring for the land, Mom?
When he's taking care of the land, he's really taking care of us.
How?
He wants us to have clean water to drink, fresh air to breathe, wildlife to enjoy, and he wants to leave this land better than he found it.
Sounds like Daddy loves us a lot.
He sure does.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Call or visit your local USDA service center. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. 800-775-6868. 800-775-6868. That's 800-775-6868.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Reinforcing her commitment to children and families, on Tuesday, Governor Kelly announced a new set of Family First Prevention grants totaling nearly $20 million. The grants will create and grow programs designed to keep families together and prevent children from entering the foster care system. Current Family First Prevention programs have been a proven success, helping more than 3,000 Kansas children remain with their families and avoid entering foster care. In 2019, Kansas became one of the first states in the country to implement the Family First Prevention Services Act, which is bipartisan federal legislation that allows states to direct federal foster care funds into prevention programs that are focused on keeping families together. The Kansas Department for Children and Families has put the funds towards mental health treatment, parent skill building, substance use prevention, and assistance for family members who serve as primary caregivers for grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. The new grants will expand the number of providers from 11 to 14, expand statewide an intensive mental health program called multisystemic therapy, fund new substance use disorder services, fund new parent skill building partners, and include new primary prevention programs, including a partnership with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department. As Kansas has entered its third year of historic drought, the Agriculture Secretary says his outlook for crops is bleak. Kansas Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said growers were successful in 2021, but not last year, and as you look at 2023, it's obviously going to be much more difficult because input prices are higher. If we don't have considerable amount of moisture, it's going to be difficult to raise a good crop. He also said the drought has taken a severe toll on the livestock industry because so much is driven on forage, and forage needs rain as well. Beam said policy could help shape water rights for producers to help preserve the High Plains Aquifer, more commonly known as the Ogallala Aquifer. The Division of Water Resources are in the Department of Agriculture, and they're the ones who regulate and provide the water rights and make sure that water rights don't impair others. So they're trying to really provide accurate, real-time information to the policymakers. Lawmakers at the Kansas State House are currently considering several bills that are related to water quality, quantity, and preservation. Kansas Tourism has announced there is a total of $400,000 available for the Attraction Development Grant Program, which is now open for applications. The Kansas Department of Commerce said the Attraction Development Grant will provide strategic economic assistance to public or private entities or not-for-profit groups that are developing new or enhancing tourism attractions in the state. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the projects that they're looking for with these grants are those that will bring new visitors to Kansas, because each person that visits our state also supports our economy by eating at our restaurants, staying at our hotels, and shopping at our stores. He said these attraction development grants will help entice more people to choose Kansas for their next adventure. The Kansas Department of Commerce says the goals of attraction development grants include to spur economic growth, develop destination-based assets, increase visitation to Kansas, enhance visitor experience, and improve the quality of life in communities across the state. According to the Kansas Department of Commerce, grant dollars may fund up to 40% of a project, with the community or business funding the remaining 60%. Funding for Kansas tourism grants, including the Tourism Marketing Grant, is provided by the Economic Development Initiatives Fund that is derived from state lottery proceeds. For more information and to apply for the Attraction Development Grant, you can visit travelks.com/travelindustry, and the deadline for applications is Friday, March 31st. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
In its first 6 months of operation, 988 call centers in Kansas have seen a spike in calls for help, as well as consistently low rates of abandoned calls or hang-ups. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said that since the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline was launched in July, it has seen a nearly 27% increase in call volume compared to the previous 6 months. Based on national projections, Governor Kelly indicated that Kansas is expected to reach 120,000 calls in the first full year of operation. In June of 2022, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 19, which was bipartisan legislation to create the state's three-digit dialing code for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And the hotline has been backed by federal funds, with the idea that just like 911, 988 would be easier to remember in a crisis. The governor said calls, texts, or chat to 988 that involve thoughts of suicide, mental health, or substance use crisis, as well as other kinds of emotional distress, are available all day, every day. She said callers can also get the immediate support of mobile crisis teams in case of extreme risk, referrals to local mental health services, and resources for follow-up care. In Kansas, Kelly said 988 centers are independently operated and they get additional state funds and oversight from the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and the 988 Coordinating Council that she appointed last fall. Kelly also said the Kansas Suicide Prevention HQ reports that funds have allowed it to hire for both chat, text, and calls to increase the capability to receive calls from Kansans and plan for expanded access in digital chats. February is American Heart Month, and there's no better time to consider your cardiovascular health than now. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 659,000 people in the United States die from heart disease each year, or one in every four deaths, and it's the leading cause of death for men, women, and most racial and ethnic groups. Coronary artery disease is the most common type of heart disease, responsible for more than 300,000 deaths yearly. And in the United States, more than 800,000 people have heart attacks each year. And about 1 in 5 of those heart attacks is silent when the damage is done, but the person is not aware of it. Common signs of heart attacks include pain or discomfort in the chest, lightheadedness, nausea or vomiting, jaw, neck, or back pain, discomfort or pain in the arm or shoulder, and shortness of breath. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, some risk factors for heart disease include high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, obesity, an unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, excessive alcohol use, and smoking or tobacco use of any kind. For more information about heart disease and how you can improve your cardiovascular health, you can visit cdc.gov/heartdisease. The website candrive.org gives updates and shows videos of real-time road conditions, closures, and accidents. And Kansas Department of Transportation officials said it can also be personalized so you can see the road conditions that matter most to you when driving gets dangerous. You can create an account, say which street you drive on, get email alerts, and share conditions on social media. There's also a mode for truck drivers that shows information for them about way stations and bridge heights. Officials said many people rely on the website to make sure their drive is safe, adding that the CanDrive website is easy to use and includes features that will help drivers as they travel Kansas highways. And having access to the latest road condition information is important for travelers as it helps people get where they want to go and keeps the Kansas economy moving. For more information on road conditions, you can visit candrive.org. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. You're not just a mom or dad. To the people who count on you, you're a superhero. Your Farm Bureau agent, Joy Johnson, knows heroes like you don't get sick days. But did you know that if you do become unable to care for yourself, your life insurance could come to the rescue? It's true. Our permanent life insurance with the Daily Living Rider can provide the funds you need to keep things running while you recover. Contact me, Joy Johnson, your Farm Bureau agent, to learn more about how you can use life insurance while you're living. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
That little crack or pit in your windshield might not bother you much now, but if you don't get it taken care of, it could end up a crack clear across your windshield. That could make driving unsafe and illegal, and replacing your windshield is costly. Norton Glass at 116 North Norton can repair that pit or crack before it gets out of hand. It'd be safer, a lot less costly. Do the smart thing and call Norton Glass, 877-3282, or stop by at 116 North Norton on the corner of Norton and Lincoln.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The current Undersecretary for Rural Development has been nominated by Agriculture Secretary to the position of Deputy Secretary. Rod Bain has more in this report.
Nomination has been announced for the position of Agriculture Department Deputy Secretary. Secretary Tom Vilsack Wednesday submitted Social Torres Small's name for the position.
Undersecretary Torres Small, who is currently operating our rural development missionary, has done a terrific job of communicating the mission of rural development and understands and appreciates the important role that Department of Agriculture generally plays. She is from New Mexico, former member of Congress, grew up in a migrant farm worker family, has a compelling personal story.
If confirmed by the Senate, Torres Small would succeed current Deputy Secretary Jewel Brada, who is soon leaving her current position. In the interim,
Kevin Shea, who's a career administrator at the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service, who was acting secretary before I was confirmed, someone who has an acute and complete knowledge of the department and is a very good administrator, will assume the responsibilities of being acting deputy.
I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
And there was some improvement in the latest U.S. drought monitor map for the state of Kansas. From the National Drought Mitigation Center, now just 92.75% of the state abnormally dry or in drought conditions, but that is a drop of over 3 points from last week. Now 74.75% of the state is in some type of drought condition. That's a drop of a little over 8 points from last week, and still 2/3 of the state are in severe, extreme, or exceptional drought conditions. That's a drop of about 2% from last week overall, and over half of the state is still in either extreme or exceptional drought conditions, the two worst drought conditions. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
It takes balance to be successful in farming, because what you get out of it depends on what you put in. Thankfully, Corteva Agriscience has a biological product that naturally captures nitrogen from the air, Nutricia N Nutrient Efficiency Optimizer. It's a sustainable way to add balance to your traditional nitrogen methods and maximize your yield potential. Embrace a balanced approach to nitrogen management this season by visiting Corteva.us.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Listen up to see how easily scammers can defraud senior citizens.
Hello?
I'm Steve from your bank. We've had a security breach.
Oh my.
So I'm calling to make sure your account hasn't been compromised in any way.
Thank you.
If you'd kindly read your credit card number and expiration.
Smooth-talking criminals, convincing the elderly to discuss private information. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know how to spot a scam and report it to local law enforcement.
Learn more at ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and...
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Lingering snow showers for parts of our state today as cold high pressure moves in from the north and low pressure exits the area to the north and east. A winter storm warning is still in effect for a little while longer for north central and northeastern Kansas. Another few inches of snow there along with gusty wind. Elsewhere, things are winding down from the storm system with some sunshine coming back to our western and a few of the central counties through the afternoon. High pressure will move in with cold temperatures overnight, but then we'll be on a warming trend through the weekend. On the map, heading into the afternoon, low pressure is over southern Missouri with high pressure to our north and west and edging into our state. The high is centered over the inner mountain states and is packing some cold air that'll keep our highs mostly in the upper 20s and low 30s statewide today. Wind will be out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour and some higher gusts are possible. Snow will be tapering off in the north central and northeastern counties by late afternoon or early evening. Overnight, clearing skies, our temperatures dropping into the single digits and low teens. And then looking at Friday, with high pressure in place, we'll get a sunny but cold start to the day. High pressure will be set up in the central Rockies, and a downslope lee trough should form early in the day. That'll help take the edge off the cold temperatures a little bit. As we get into the weekend, the warming trend will continue. Our afternoon highs warming up into the upper 40s and low 50s, and it should be sunny. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we're in the upper 20s to low 30s. Single digits for the overnight hours. Upper 20s and low 30s north central tonight, single digits and low teens. Upper 20s northeast and low to mid-teens for the overnight hours. Southwest, low 30s today, single digits overnight. Low to mid-30s south central tonight, we're in the low to mid-teens. Southeast, low to mid-30s today and upper teens for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets.
quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 13802. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stockguard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 1/4, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.